All right, let's begin. We are learning where it says mechikas. I don't know how to pronounce this word in Hebrew. Tapes. What's, how do you say in Hebrew? Kuf lamed tes sof. Tapes. Tapes. How do you say? What?
Kaletet.
Kaletet? Kaletet? Kaletet is a...
What are you doing?
An electronic recording on one of the page. You have... On the left side. Kaletet?
Yeah.
Tapes. An electronic recording of sound.
To
erase. Mechikas, to erase. If you want to delete, you want to erase a tape. You have a tape of someone giving, of someone davening. Someone davening. I actually once bought, they were selling the organization called Uvelecht Chavaderech. Uvelecht Chavaderech, they don't have the stuff here anymore in Flatbush. Everything is in Yiddish. It's an amazing, amazing catalog of Shiurim. They charge like a dollar, so once in a while, everything, there's an organization called Uvelecht Chavaderech. It's a Hasidic organization. They have a collection of shiurim on CD for people that travel a lot. They want to have some good shiurim, so it's a discount price. It's like a dollar a CD. They have some fantastic shiurim. They have collections of shiurim. The good stuff I used to get was from Ab Schlesinger in Muncie. Some unbelievable stuff. So most of the rabbanim, they don't give away their stuff for free. All the good stuff costs a lot of money. Yeah?
Yes.
Tape? Wait, I need it in electronic format.
No, we have a radio.
I need it in MP3 format. All right, but we can figure out a solution to.
I have just the tapes.
Tapes. Okay, but they have. There was one thing I was very intrigued. They have the recording of Rav Moshe Feinstein davening Ma'ariv. Someone once put on the table when Rav Moshe Feinstein was davening Ma'ariv. Was it Shacharis? I don't remember. They put on a tape recorder on the table just to listen to. No, on the table, davening privately in the yeshiva. I was very intrigued. What did it sound like? So it was interesting. It's not so clear. It's not so clear. A lot of their stuff is not so clear. And but you hear him saying Hashem's name. You hear him saying Hashem's name. So let's talk about videos. You go to a chasna, they take videos on the chuppah, and they say Baruch Atah Hashem, they say Hashem's name, and then you make copies, and you have extras. I guess the people who work in the studios, they have extra copies. Are they allowed to erase a recording of a tape upon which there is Hashem's name? That is the topic of discussion. Chikas, what's the word again? Kilot. Kaletet, shehiklitu bo shemos, which you have recorded the shemos of Hashem. Bishut mishne halachos nishal imuter limchay kol brachos ve'askaros mi tape recorder. Bishuvas kasav lahalich miwashem avur besugin shiksav hanivla b'niyor ein ksav klal. Just like we learn over here now, Gemara, when it comes to a get, you have over here a get, you have a ksav that has been absorbed into the parchment. Sharei emu hashlehu depolit upeirush Rashi kishachoy b'luos lo hayuk. So anything which at the moment is not noticeable, it's absorbed, and it's not nirvelei naim, it's mutter, period. So therefore, Paskin says, you're allowed to erase these tapes. Ulam hevi shemilavush perish, shesafik agamor hi im kevin shaloi, im kivin, shaloi hayu nirvel hayosios beshas nisin, avapit shahoyi bulum bebsoichoi, and again, bibnei shatar amok, v'chosav lovin nosan biyada mashma. So he has a drasha. According to the Levush, he has a chiddish. Really, a ksav balua is a ksav. The only reason why the Gemara says it's not a kosher get is because it was not near at the moment of transmission. Some special, unique lumdis in the laws of Gitin. Mashma shetiyah haksiva nikedes b'shas nisina oy shema alaksiva b'almo hekpid the Torah. That's what the Gemara says, that's a suffix, because maybe you need a din that it has to be nikah b'shas nesina, but really no, but really when it comes to the laws of kesiva, it's called the kesiva, and the nail, if it's called the kesiva, there would be an isur derayis of mechika. Harei sheniru midvarv shesoyim shebuchol makam shafilu ksav shenu nikar, a ksav that's the nikar, v'hu b'nivla mikol makam ksav hu v'rakli in get yesh suffix b'gemar. So therefore he basically presents two different sides, the the Mishnah Halachos, that it's mutl lechatchila, and the tzad of the levush, that he has a tremendous chiddush when it comes to a get, that a ksav that's not nikkur is called a ksav. Obviously, it's not a perfect analogy because we're dealing with electronic media that's not even a ksiva. That's just a bunch of zeros and ones. It's also magnetic film. It's a whole different world. But let's see, achle maizah kosav Mishnah Halachos, shafim uladas halavush. It's not mikol mokom, nidin hadidon, eina doimel zeklal. How can you compare the case of a get? Even if you'll tell me that a ksav balu is called a ksav, at least there's a ksav. There's something there. There's a real tsur of an ois. It's just that it's not nikkur. When you're dealing over here with electronic recording, it's not nikkur altogether. The isim mechika has to be on paper. There's no prohibition to erase a recording, a sound recording. Think about it. Didn't exist. Did not exist. It's an amazing thing that in ancient times there did not exist a recording of sound. You could record words on paper, but the ability to record a sound, to recreate the sound, that does not exist. Al yad a bracha or tefila v'yavoy achar al yad piv beruach piv oy biyod litchoyf advarim ein b'ze isu b'chigas Hashem. If someone blows, right, you say something, so your words, you send out airwaves, right? If you say, and then let's say you would somehow disrupt the sound. Is that possible even?
He puts a sound barrier.
A sound barrier. So the sound is traveling. You have to do the supersound. It's traveling faster than the speed of sound. How fast is the speed of sound? What's the numbers?
2,200
feet per second.
Light or
sound? Light is much faster.
86,000 miles per second.
Wow. Okay. So somehow you're faster than the speed of sound, and you break forth, and you somehow are able to stop the sound wave. What? Okay, so if somehow you are able to prevent the sound that's traveling, the earwaves are traveling, and somehow you're able to intercept these earwaves and stop them, is the person chayef from mechikas Hashem? Absolutely not. There's no such concept. In the Torah, there's a mechik of something that's put in writing, but there's no such thing in the Torah as a mechik of something of sound. So you have a Hashem. Therefore, when it comes to sound, there's no such thing. So therefore, there's no such thing when it comes to real sound. Al achas kama v'kama, there can't be anything with regard to a recording of sound. It can't be better. This is a nice new svar I didn't hear before. If you can't be in din of mechikas Hashem when it comes to sound itself, how can you say that it's din of mechika when it comes to a recording of sound? A recording can't be better. We're brainwashed in thinking that a recording of sound is equal to a writing. No, it's not. A recording of a sound is no better than the sound itself. And the sound itself is not shaykh mechika. So how can it be din mechika? I'll prove it to you. Person, the telephone is open. And you hear if you make a bracha, also you shmei bracha al haradio. If you saw your haradio or telephone, vada eina chay b'shvil ze mishum mechikas Hashem. I don't really understand the case though. The radio is blasting, and you go and you turn off the radio. I don't understand what he's saying. What? You already heard it. So now it's too late, too little to what you do in advance. I don't know what he means. I really don't know. Yeah.
But you can listen to a bracha over the phone.
It's machlokes. Rav Moshe says yes, many others say no. Can you be yoytzei someone with havdalah over the phone? Over the phone. Can you be yoytzei mikra megillah on the radio?
Chanukah lech,
the bracha. So lechatchila, no. B'dievet, all of these things, yes. Let's say, listening to the Megillah. I'll listen online. You go online, and I'm sure they'll have a Megillah reading online. You can watch Megillah reading live online. Is
Rabbi Goldwasser does Siyum B'Chavos
online, on the telephone. So in a Chanami, so this is an old Machlokes. So some say yes, some say no. Obviously, it's not a Hidur, but B'dievet, you have nothing else, no other option, so that's all you have. Can you listen to the Shofar on the telephone? That's really more problematic. On what?
Head. It's like an echo.
An echo. Oh, exactly. So shofar is already. Maybe not. Maybe there's a svara to say that it's not an echo. You leave it on before. They used to do this. You leave it on before. You leave the radio on and they blow shofar. You leave it on before.
Are you allowed to blow a shofar into a telephone?
Why not?
I mean,
are you allowed to walk in the street and someone are you allowed to use a microphone on Shabbos? These are tough shaylos. L'chatchila no. There are a lot of rabbanim who had needed parnasa and became gatshtelis in conservative shuls, where they insisted that they use a microphone, and they asked shaylos, and some very desperate situations where we told them with parnasa, there were gedolim that were matir. You shouldn't go and sit by the microphone. But if you happen to come to the bima and there's a microphone there hanging from the ceiling or from the side, and I didn't put it there, I'm not having kavana to speak into the microphone. It just happens to be there. Someone else put it there. So b'di'evad, do you have to give up your parnasa because of such a situation? Look, it's really no different than walking in the street. Walking in the street and all the cameras are taking pictures. You walk in the street, so that everywhere you go, there's another camera. When you go to shul, you're probably passing through 50 cameras. On my block alone, everyone is installing a camera.
There are problems with the floodlights that go on automatically.
Okay, that's the motion detectors. So there are headphones for that also. So therefore, it's really... Yeah.
At one time, many of the Orthodox shuls in Baltimore had microphones. I don't know why Baltimore or why... But it was in style.
So the Tzomet Institute made recently, I think they came with an invention of a microphone.
50 years ago, but I'm just
that doesn't use electricity. And they have technology, they have these very advanced type of things where you can magnify a voice without using even electricity. I don't know.
They don't intend those things for popular use at this point.
Doesn't seem so.
Emergency services or, that kind of thing.
V'siyim sham al kopalim nirashid she kedushas haksav eina ela kishnichtav al haniyav nimsa ezer rishon b'poil. Like we said, you have to write avul kol hanishma idei pulas hanichoinois ein ze b'chlal kasi b'chlal elohu pulas ezer b'chuna shetuch al shmoa kol idei simonim hoisim ksas pulas b'tape kishin b'darim sham. This is some technology. V'ein ze ela min roishem misuyim v'oid yoyser kal misimin. It's nothing. It's totally nothing. And therefore, technically, there's no violation at all. Now, therefore, there is no prohibition at all. Stay away from something that is ugly. So therefore, the chatila, if it doesn't bother you, then don't erase the tape. But
the tape is not voice, it's a conversion.
Right, as we've said, right. It's not a ksiva.
The machine is creating the page, not you.
It's not a maisa ksiva. It's not a maisa ksiva. It only comes forth through additional technology. Kayoitse boze, kosa bishut igris moisha, lahati limchoi kaletes zo sheyeshba hakalota. Shel Shemos Hakodesh, Rav Moshe also was matter want to erase a tape that has a recording of Hashem's name. There is no tzur of an oisus seem besoif devadav. Shem Mikol Mokum L'Maisa Shema Yesh L'Hachmer B'Zeh Mishum Shenira Kim Merchaz Hashem. He says the Lechatchil should be Machmer. Oid Ayin B'Shul Mechaz Yitzchok Masha Kosav Al Hariya the rye that we brought from the sugya of get, a get that has the ksav is absorbed in the paper, but it's not near lo einayim. Next, uveshut chelkas Yaakov kosav kishayesh kiyum v'simonim shehim musag l'shemos hakadoshim l'choish l'shmiya gam kein vaday she'aso l'moichakon. He disagrees. The chelkas Yaakov, if you have over here some type of recording where you actually have a real physical record of the recording, b'bnei shemali chush hakriya or chush hashmiya, yesh ke'es avur charoshim. There are people that are deaf, she'enem l'shemim ve'enem medabrim, gam ken ezek sav aydei al-kiyum.
Oh, he's talking about, braille.
Braille. Aydei kiyum v'sirtutim, v'gam l'sumim sh'loi ro'o oros miyameim, v'adai sh'emois ha'kedoshim ha'nikorim o'nigroshim aydei kiyum v'sirtutim sh'lochem osu l'moichon. Braille. Hashem's name that is written in Braille, he says, it is osur to erase. Mechikas Hashem. It's a simen. It's a simen. So even though to us, to a person who doesn't know these things, so it's meaningless. It's just a bunch of dots. It has absolutely no meaning. But since these things are very meaningful, very symbolic for people, then that Rahman al-Tzlan are blind, and so therefore it's a sur. It's a simen for Hashem's name. Of course, it's mechikas Hashem. So why then should a tape recorder be any different? If there's a magnetic recording on a film, or there is some type of zeros and ones on a hard drive, that so since there is some mamoshos, there is some type of symbolism that is there, which automatically causes it to be recorded, he holds there's no difference between electronic recording and braille. That's a chiddush of the Chelkas Yaakov. It's no different. They're writing Hashem in a different language. Ach, but sefer tztaku mishpat hevig sham as divrei haChelkas Yaakov. He brings down this das yochid. The omad lohoir olav. He questions his logic. How can you compare the case of an electronic recording to Braille? In Braille, you can see it. It's there. You can touch it. It's physical. It's near Lenayim. Electronic recording, it's invisible. It's only recognizable through a device, through a machine that can convert it. How could the Chalkos Yaakov compare the two? Braille. Therefore, Lemi Shemavin look like Raisa Aval Khan in Nikar El Al de Cleave is a Gorua Miksabi Mamil. This is much worse. Okay, so these are the Svaris, the Falpal, and all of the different Svaris. The starting point, the review is, the starting point is the Daf Gemara in Mesach, the Gitin Daf Yitches, or Daf Yitches, what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that a Ksav Balua, a Ksav that is absorbed in the Ksav, L'choira is nothing. It's meaningless. It's not a kosher get. And then the Gemara says, not so fast, it's a Sofik. And there's a Machlokes Rishonim how to understand the Pshat in the Gemara. So you do see that there is a Tzad to say in the Gemara that maybe a Ksav Balua is indeed a Ksav according to some of the Mahalchan. Maybe a Ksav Balua is a Ksav. So if a Ksav Balua is a Ksav, so then how does that relate to electronic recording? It's also conceptually a Ksav Balua. The Chelkas Yaakov goes to the extreme and he says, yeah, that's what it is. It's a Ksav. And therefore, he's not allowed to erase it. Everyone else seems to disagree. You can't compare it to the Gemara. The Gemara is only a Safik. And the Gemara, at least, it's mamish. It's there. It's mamoshes. It's physical mamoshes. And you can bring it out by adding ingredients, by adding chemicals. Here, it's invisible to the naked eye. Zeros and ones. Magnetic film. You need machines. You need other enhancements to bring it forth. And also, we have the Svara. The Svara is, there's a very gvaldik Svara, that there's no such thing as mechika on sound waves. If you say Hashem's name, and the sound wave continues to travel, and you cut off the sound wave, nowhere in the Torah does it say Yechayef and Mechikas Hashem on cutting off a sound wave. There's a Kabbalistic principle, that every Dibor goes on forever. When you say a word, hello, I've created a sound wave. That sound wave, even though to us it seems it dies, as it gets further and further away, it's weaker and it's not detectable. But in the world of Kabbalah, even though it's very weak, it's there. It may be a fraction of a fraction, and you can't detect it, but it's there. And it continues to travel throughout the entire world to the ends of the world. So if you would go and you would cut off that sound wave, according to halacha, you potter. Atz mechika. Mechika is on a ma'isek siva. There's no din mechika on a sound wave. If there's no din mechika on a sound wave, how could a recording of a sound wave be chayev mechika? So meridik asvara. That's what it says over here. This is the, you know, ein beis menish b'le chidush. This is a new yisayid learned today. Yeah.
Rabbi Levine, apropos to this, there's on the computer three things. There's what the thing called minhag halacha. Then there's a halacha of the day and halacha initiative. If you make copies of that, a hard copy,
Are you creating shameless?
No, you are not. And it's only meant, it's meant to be disposed of. You are this, you are allowed to put in a plastic bag and you put it in the recycle bin.
The plastic bag and the recycle bin.
Even though they'll tell you that the plastic bag is a violation of law because the plastic does not belong in the recycle bin. So maybe just put it in the recycle bin without the plastic bag. It's also good.
Rabbi Shulman sent out an email today. The Wall Street Journal today.
Yeah.
Has
Shem Hashem?
Shem Hashem. It's a Tehillim, opened up the Tehillim, and it's very visible Hashem's name. And treated as.
So what do you say? You should cut it out?
Don't dispose the Wall Street Journal with the cholent. Yeah.
How do you dispose of those shameless?
You put it in the recycle bin. The recycle bin is with their covered. There's no other dirt.
In other words, I have a box of old newspapers.
Put it in there. Yeah. Put it in the recycle bin, and that's it. You're done.
You write it on a piece of carbon paper.
Yeah.
So let's say you're writing legitimately your paper, okay?
Yeah.
It's coming out on another paper back.
Yeah.
Is that called back?
Sure it is, yeah.
Hey, it's good.
On the carbon, if you mamish write it, the kavana.
But it's coming out backwards. It comes out upside down backwards.
I don't know the answer. I don't know.
Then let's say
if you actually write, you're in trouble.
Phonetic.
What?
Phonetic.
What's phonetic?
Instead of writing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that for sure.
And if you write,
that's Laz. That's equivalent to Laz. That's for sure.
So, but it has to say Atlas, or it has to say God.
Either or. Anything which represents the Ribbono Shel Olam borders on Mechigas Hashem. Anything. Okay, just one of the last things is that some people do this. They mention over here that it's a Davar Kr, which means if you're listening to a recording of a wedding, of a Simcha, and they're making brachas, and they're saying Shem Hashem, so some of the better photographers, the videographer, what are they called, the videographers?
Videographers, yeah.
They will, what's it called, mute out the Shem Hashem.
Yeah.
So when we watch a recording of the brachos under the chuppah, so,
benching.
What?
Benching
also, because it's...
At the end of the sentence.
Same thing, because...
Erasing?
No, that's what we just learned. It's not called erasing. But it's still a zilzal. Every time you're going to play it, you're going to hear Hashem's name. It's a zilzal to Hashem's name. It's not an osser. There's nothing technically wrong, and most people do not do this. But he did mention the passing of Moshe, and all the other people mentioned the passing, that even though, according to the letter of the law, you're not doing anything wrong, in the spirit of the law, it's not proper. If you are listening to a recording of Hashem's name, and Hashem, it's not being said at this moment in time for a purpose to be Mekayim a Mitzvah, it's a Zilzal in Kedushas Hashem, and the proper thing was that it should be muted out. That's something which you see some people do.
Every Simcha, I mean, if you go to a bris, you may record.
It gets out of hand, so you can't always do it.
Or a bar mitzvah.
No, talking about the professionals. When they give you a professional video, when they finish up the video, right? When they professionally edit the video, they spend many hours, and they have special tools, and there's a lot of technology. For them, it's no big deal. They can take out Hashem's name in a matter of seconds for you. They go through very quickly, Baruch Ato Hashem, and they take out Hashem's name. And some of them do it. You know, some, it all depends. For money, you can get anything you want for money. And many people, they don't have to, it's not worth their time, and they're expensive, they're not going to do it. Okay, let's go further. Let's go to the next topic. What? No, you're only answering to the bracha when you listen to what? What do you mean?
You're listening to the radio, you're listening to...
No, if it's being said live, you can answer amen.
Not live.
No, not live, you don't answer amen. Problem today is that there's a delay. Let's say you listen to Jam and the Am.
I'll give you a better motion.
Yeah?
I was once at... there's this place on President Street.
Yeah.
The Institute. They had a microphone hooked up to 770. And all of a sudden, they'll talk to everybody. He gets up, he puts on his mantle. He's davening mincha together, live, so to speak. With live mincha being at 770.
You can't do that.
No, he didn't answer Kedush and everything, but he's saying, I'm dead.
Okay. There's such a concept in Shulchan Aruch.
Take that Shiloh, and there it's, you can hear them davening. You can answer amen.
Here's the issue. The answer is yes. The answer is, if they're making a bracha b'shas ma'aseh, you can answer amen. But here's the problem. The problem is that today there's a delay. Today, on the everything is a delay. Even there's a delay. They do it by design. Even like live streaming. You go on like I know because I did in the summer. I work with someone. We use live stream. Today, the popular service on when they do these live broadcasts online, they use a service called live stream. There's something called Ustream, but they're way too expensive, and then it's very goyish. The live stream is unbelievable. The technology is second to none. The service, and it's very affordable. So I know for a fact that by default, there's a 15-second delay.
1.5?
15-second delay.
That's a lot.
15 seconds.
Radio is like 7 seconds.
Yeah. So, no, some radio is even more. It's even 30. But live stream, you can't do. I talked to a technician. I had a lot of conversations with the technicians because I was working for this project. He says the technology is such, even though it's amazing, but there's so much going on behind the scenes to take a recording. Oh, it's taking one location and to stream it to their servers. It's very sophisticated technology to these cloud servers in order to be able to distribute. At one time, you can have a million people. He told me that they once had, and he said, what did he tell you? He told me these incredible numbers. How many people can be watching a streaming session at one time? So you can't even imagine. Like years ago, you broadcast television. So television, all the technology that goes into broadcasting, you can turn on the television, you can see everyone, a million people can watch the same thing in one time. But the internet is not like that. Internet, you're going through cables, you're going through wires, you're connecting to servers. Everyone, a million people can be watching a broadcast at one moment in time. It's a very sophisticated technology, and stuff has to be taken from the source, has to be streamed to a cloud, and the cloud has to then be able to distribute this information to any client that wants to receive. So even with all the technology, they can't do it live. There has to be a 15-second delay at least. And if you are willing to do more than a 15-second delay, a 30-second, then your broadcast will be even smoother. You can have less hookups in the... It's very frustrating when you're watching a streaming event and all of a sudden you have hiccups. It stops in the middle and it's the circles. You have to wait and wait. If you want a good, healthy stream, give a delay. Give the technology time to collect and to distribute. Yeah. So CMHS, they use right. So CMHS, you have to, because they originally used satellites. I don't know what's going to be the next time, but in the past, it was broadcast through satellite hookup, not.
Being there live
I don't know. You have to talk to Agud exactly what they did. But you should know that two times ago, not the last CMHS, when they had in Madison Square Garden and in whatever, they had two different locations. So they paid. They were bragging. They paid. They hired the top of the line 5-star company to connect the two facilities through satellite, and then they paid $50, something like that, for a broadband internet connection as a backup, just in case the satellites go down, we can still connect to each other through the internet over DSL. DSL already is extinct. It's being phased out, DSL. That time. And will you believe it? The satellites went down. They could not connect a single... If you remember that CMHS, it was a delay that they started half an hour late. They could not get the satellites up running. And they ended up... Everything that you saw at those two events were being broadcast over the same type of connection that you have in your house, that you had in your house at that point in time. It's incredible. They, for $50, they spent probably $100,000, so who knows how much on the satellite. I don't know if they got a refund, and they ended up using a DSL connection. Now, DSL, I don't know, but you have to know this is interesting. You're dominating, answering, to a bracha on Jame in the Am. I don't know, every so often they ask people there, they come, right, they give them to drink, they make brachas.
Well, I told you, Rabbi Goldwasser, he goes see him shas on the...
He does see my shots. Okay, but you make a bracha. There's a delay. When there's a delay, I'm just posing the question, can you really answer amen? Paiskim say, if it's live over the phone, you can answer amen. It's not called an amen yisam, you can be yaitzeh. But if there's a delay, and the delay is more than teich kedei dibor, is that really within the boundaries of halacha? Someone's making a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem Elokim Melech HaMashiach Kol Nieh B'dvaro. And you're not going to hear that bracha for another 15 seconds. So why is that any different than watching a wedding video of what happened 20 years ago? Baruch Atah Hashem Yetzer Adam. They already have great grandchildren. Are you allowed to answer? Are you allowed to answer Amen? Yetzer Adam. You allowed to answer Amen to watching the video?
Divorced already.
They're already divorced. Okay. What?
You can always say Amen. Are you
Yaitz? No, you're not allowed to say Amen. Yes, it is. It's worse. Amen Yisaymeh. It's worse. Answering Amen L'Shem Amen, saying Kel Melech Neman, saying Amen L'Shem Amen is forbidden.
What?
It's Chazal say. It's Kel. It's Hashem's name. It's a form of Hashem's name. Kel Melech Neman. You're not allowed to say Amen with Kavana that it should be a Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's off. Asa. That's clear. We're saying Amen now all the time. When we're learning, we're saying Amen. Big deal. You could say, you're not having Kavana. It's a unique category of Halacha. But an Amen that said, oh, I want to be answered a bracha the way it's meant to be said.
You're masking with the guy who's saying.
I agree. You're giving koich. It's a koich. You're not allowed to do that unless it's for real. So the Pesukim say that if someone's making a bracha on a telephone and it's live, you're allowed to. The world, those are the halachas. But if it's not, you're not allowed to. You're watching a video of someone that got married 30, 40 years ago and they have already grandchildren. You're obviously not going to. You're not allowed to answer Amen to a recording that you're watching on the screen. So the question over here is, if you're listening on the radio to something which seemingly is live, it's not really live. It's not really live. There's a 15 second delay.
As Nachum Siegel and Rabbi Goldwasser, so to speak, put that on then.
Well, if you're making a seam, no. If you're making a seam, it's not the same level as saying Amen.
So it's
a very good question. That's a very good question. How are you allowed? You can be yotze the seam. You can be yotze. I mean, mishtatef in your seam. That's another issue. It's Erev Pesach. I want to be mishtatef in your seam. I know you're making the seam. We're connected. There's a 15 second delay. There's a 30 second delay. It's fine. It's not l'chatchila, obviously, but b'diyevet, I am being mishtatef in your simcha remotely. B'diyevet, it's okay. But it's another thing to answer Amen.
So the Kaddish that you can say?
That's problematic. I'm just posing the question. It's problematic because there is a delay. And when there is a delay, why is a 15-second delay any different than watching something which occurred yesterday or a week ago or 10 years ago? Okay?
And you should... The difference is that's not live anymore. It was 30 years ago. This is doing live today.
Is that svara? It's a chiluk, but is the chiluk mechalik? You ever hear that expression?
No.
You're saying a chiluk. You're saying a difference.
It's a good answer, but for...
A different question. You're saying there's a difference between the case of Washington 30 years ago and now because the celebration is taking place. It's true, but the laws of Amen have a halach of Toich Kedei Dibur. Toich Kedei Dibur is 3-4 seconds.
People hook up in the hospital, they can't get to the hospital.
That's live. Telephone is live. Telephone is less Toich Kedei Dibur. Telephone is less than Toich. Telephone is A-OK. Even long distance is less than a second. You hear an echo, it's less than Toich Kedei Dibur. Toich Kedei Dibur is 3 seconds, 2-3 seconds. So anything on a telephone, you're communicating live, is less than Toich Kedei Dibur, you can answer Amen. But when you're listening to a recording, you're listening to the radio, radio they can do it live if they want. Maybe they do. I don't know what the rules are. I don't know what the rules are. I think, I'm pretty sure he has a delay.
Phones today are going over the internet.
But it's still live. Over the internet, it's still live. I'm just saying, live stream, they enforce, and from the technology, a 15-second delay. You don't have to. They can probably, if they want to, maybe in a year from now, they'll have better technology, it'll be live mamish. Right, you go, I the phone I use over the internet, the phones we use over the internet, but it's still live. Sometimes when it's live, you have a little problem here and there, there are little hiccups in the middle. But the radio, by law, I think it's a law, right? They have to have a...
Seven second
delay?
Yeah.
By law. What's the purpose? So you can, someone's editing, you can catch it?
Yeah, they can catch it.
Nivel pair. Okay. So subbing along those... So that is... I am just throwing out this issue. It appears that it is worse than listening to someone make a bracha over the phone. The phone is instant, there's no Toich Kedei Dibur. Hear this Toich Kedei Dibur, you got a problem. Let's finish up over here. So let's go. We have another halacha. We have time to do this over here. Oh, we're not going to have that much time. So what should we do? Let's do a little bit. Okay, let's see how far. Maybe very quickly. B'shut avne zikaro nu shayla heter tzivias saros levanas kedin ne milin. Is a person allowed to dye their hair? A person allowed to dye white hair black? So what is halacha? Now before I'll get to the end, I'll tell you halacha l'maisa, and then many people say yes. Okay, before we even read what it says over here, a lot of some of the things over here could be a little bit outdated because times have changed. Today, many became part of the culture where it's very common for men to dye their hair. So today, many people can say,
I wish I could.
I tried it, but
it feels just to do it. Paint the head. What's the problem?
I ended up with a tattoo on myself.
Okay. B'shut avne zikaroin nishal oidois poyelechat shehelvinoit saros reishai vuhu oid soil yam bendalit lamedalit shonim. My shekhecha, a person 34 years old, he was white as a ghost. White as a ghost, and is interfering with his job, What? And he wanted a job, and people didn't want to look at him because he looked too old. People didn't want to hire him because of what he looked like. Does this violate the rules of Loisilbash? The question is, when you're not doing it for beauty, you're doing it for another reason. Sharak, a certain type of spice, whatever the chemical. Okay, so his thing over here is I don't know the technology. I really don't know how it works. But he's describing a certain unique technique, and the technique was they applied a certain chemical, and the hair did not turn black immediately. There was a delay of toichede divor. There was a delay. I don't know how it works today. Does anyone know how it works today?
So what's the problem?
Problem is you're not doing a ma'isa. It's a grama. You're not doing a ma'isa. You're not doing a ma'isa b'idam. You're doing something. You're putting into motion a process that will conclude a later point in time. And generally in halacha, it's a grama. Yeah. Generally in halacha, anytime you don't do something which has immediate results, there's ground for leniency.
Really?
It's a sniff for leniency. That's the whole.
If I turn a timer.
Yeah, that's the whole Shabbos. The Shabbos switch. That was the whole controversy.
No, but I move it on Shabbos, but I don't set it.
Okay, that's a complicated shaila. That's a complicated shaila. You're allowed to maintain the status quo on Shabbos. If the lights are on, you're allowed to play with your timer to keep the lights on. If the lights are off, you're allowed to play with the timer to keep not electronic. I'm talking about manual. You're allowed to manipulate your clock in order to maintain the status quo.
I move it, but I don't have to turn it to go on. I mean, if it's set to go on at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And now I wanted to go on early. And
No.
I'm not moving to the timer.
No, you're not allowed to. That you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to do something on a timer in order to accelerate a change. You're allowed to do something on a manual timer. That's even though it's right. Technically, you're not doing melacha deraisa, but you're still not allowed to be done. You're allowed to do something on Shabbos with the timer to maintain the status quo, to play with those little switches. You know So you can play with them on Shabbos if you're going to maintain the status quo. It's going to go. It's going to go on. It's supposed to go.
Change the tripper so it shouldn't go.
Right. It should not go off to maintain it. But over here. Okay. Okay, so over here, this guy's going to be dying the hair, and he's talking about a technique that there was a delay. This is already next line. Kishem Shalgabi. Now, what's the raya? So it brings a very strange raya from our Gemara. Incredible chiddush. In the analogy to the Gemara, that if you go and you write, you do something in writing, you write letters on a get, and it's invisible, it's not called a ma'isa ksiva, even though everything is there for you to bring it out. Same thing when you go and you do a ma'isa, you dye here, you do coloring here, he wants to compare coloring here to a ma'isa ksiva. Tziva. The Roshim at this moment in time is not Nikar. It's not Nikar, so it's not called a Rishima. It's not called Tseva. Just like it's not called a Ksiva if it's not Nikar, what you've done. Obviously, that's not so. The analogy is not so perfect. Let's see. Obviously, you can't compare the case of dying where there's a delay to writing in invisible ink. Because when you die with invisible ink, so it's invisible forever. It will remain invisible forever until you change it by adding a new chemical. You're heating up the paper, or eating a chemical. How can you compare the case over here where it's just a matter of time? It's just a matter of a couple of minutes or seconds until it changes. When the chemical, it's not necessarily correct. Maybe this is called a maisa. It takes time. Ulam lemaisa. What's the bottom line? Kosav sham sheyesh lahatez bizeh mitam acher mikaven sheino itse neged mashu tzach liosk kigoyin zokin shvetz laharos sair elish hilbin bepesa pisa v'roitz lachzov liros kmo shuteva beemes. He's saying a new svara. He's saying that when you die, you're here because you want to bring you where you're supposed to be. If you're 34 years old, and 34 year old does not have white hair, so I'm only dyeing my hair now, and this person has white hair when he's 34 years old, so he's just dyeing his hair to be what he should be. With the average person in society, that is not in the category, the prohibition of Lesilbash Ish Gever, Lesilbash Ish Gever Isha. That's the Hareze Kemosh Shuma, Shemutu Lohirido Afal Afa Messiape Bezeb Imzeb Shem Lesilbash Mulbash Mishem Shazed. A person has some type of mole, some type of hair that does not belong there, and he removes it. When you're going to say he was over, he's done an act that a woman does. Women have the custom to remove extra body hair. So if he takes away his body hair, he's chayvle silbash. Yes, if you're taking away body hair that's normally meant to be there. But if you're taking away hair that was not meant to be there, the average person doesn't have it, you're just trying to look normal like everyone else looks, so that's not a violation of Silbash. It's a murdik asvara. He over here goes to show over here that you do something which is a custom which women do. Women dye their hair no matter what. So if a man dyes their hair, he's behaving like a woman. It's not called a violation unless you're doing it in a way that a woman does. But if you're doing it in a way
you
that...
You're not allowed to frost your hair.
What is that?
They put like grit.
Okay, I'm not familiar, Baruch Hashem, with all of these new advances in society. It's hard to keep track. Then he has another heter. Nachwi, also he dies. Certainly, if you want to have another sniff, another avenue of leniency, don't do it yourself, let a guy do it. It's not deceiving. It's not deceitful because you're only 34 years old. And you have strength. So that this is a whole bunch of reasons why in this instance it's definitely not a din of tzedeya. But don't tell me it's not tzedeya because there's a delay. Because there's a delay. And b'shas ma'isa, it's invisible. The only mekor you'll find for invisible ink is the Gemara Masechta Gittin and Daf Yud Tes. That's not a raya, because they're invisible forever until you do something to counteract. It's an invisibility. But here, it's anyway, it's you're putting into motion a process, so therefore it's considered to be you've done something. But any of that, it's still muta because it's not, you're not deceiving, you're only bringing yourself where you're meant to be. Now, b'zman hazeh, I've heard from people.
In any case,
I've heard Bizman Azeh from Paiske. I know someone actually dyes his hair very often, and he spoke to some very big Paiske, and he told them that Bizman Azeh, you can dye your hair, even if you're trying to deceive people, even if you're at an age when at this age you're 80 years old, and at this point, what?
Like
same thing. You're allowed. Women don't have beards.
Women don't have beards.
They don't have beards. But because today it is accepted in society among men. Makeup also.
Right.
It's true, makeup and to dye their hair. And therefore, it's a different society that we live in. And therefore, it's not even in the category of Lo Yilbash Gever Simlas Isha. This is what men do. This is what men do. Go to hair salons.
Please give me the before and after pictures and I'll send them out.
Okay. Okay, let us take a short break.